Hi ho, hey hey, to your little troubles away. Hi ho, hey hey, to Wrigley's favorite gum. Work goes faster, smoother too. Life seems brighter when you chew. Hi ho, hey hey, to Wrigley's favorite gum.
Enjoy chewing Wrigley's Spearmint Gum every day, as millions do.
Chew Wrigley's Spearmint Gum.
Don't move, just leave your dialogue. Here's my answer. Lean back and stay a while now. Here's my answer.
Coming up on Monitor, the lady of the silken voice, Miss Nancy Wilson. We'll be talking with her in 3 minutes.
You just happened yesterday, yet it seems you came my way before. Darling, I swear I felt your lips on mine at least 1,000 times or more. Darling, we walked in the sun and we laughed when it rained on our dreams. And now it's all coming true. I've got you, girl, no wonder it's me. I've got a lifetime loving you.
Cigarette from Chesterfield. It's 1 millimeter longer than the hundreds.
A silly millimeter longer.
101.
A silly millimeter longer.
101.
A silly millimeter longer? Wait till you taste it. The 101, it's one better.
A silly millimeter longer.
101.
A silly millimeter longer.
Miss Nancy Wilson, voted the nation's leading female vocalist in the most recent Playboy Jazz Poll. Nancy's on a concert tour, and following a performance in Dallas, she talked with reporter Lee Banks of station WFAA.
Nancy, is your career something that you've always wanted?
Never wanted anything else. Never considered being anything else. Once in a moment of despair, when I was about 16, I decided I was going to be a medical technician or a doctor or a nurse. And then I changed my mind about that because I got a job, I think, the next week. But I've always wanted to sing, and it's been more than I ever hoped for, I'll say that.
Well, we're certainly glad you are singing. Nancy, what type of song do you enjoy doing most?
Well, as you can tell from the way my show is varied, I like to do comedy. I like special material. I like to swing. I also think that my forte, or where people know me most, is the ballad, or the blues ballad. And I'm not too partial. I happen to like words. I like what things say. I like what songs say. As long as the song has something to say, I'm all for it. And I like tunes in general. I like good music. People knock what's happening today. A lot of people do. I don't. I happen to think that some of the things that Donovan, the Beatles, I've come up with have been exceptional. They've been, they will be standards, I'm sure. Michelle, yesterday, these will live. People never thought they would. They didn't think anything would come from this, what's happening today. I do worry, Howard, about what's going to be happening 10 years from now.
Records, concerts, club, and TV appearances. What about movies? Any aspirations in that line?
I have aspirations in that line. The problem is that everything else has cluttered up my life so that I have not, as yet, had the opportunity to really take the time, because it entails 12 hours work a day, entails getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning, which for a night person who works as I do is difficult to do, which means that I would have to take time before the motion picture to adjust myself to going to sleep at 9 o'clock at night instead of 2, 3, and getting up at that hour. So my schedule has not allowed it thus far, and the things that I've seen thus far have not been... Oh, I don't think they haven't. I don't think they've warranted my taking the time away from what I do. You know, it's kind of weird to get a part in a movie, and I have been offered at least 4, where I have possibly a minor role that is... If I had a minor role that was strong, fine. But to get a minor role that means nothing, who needs that, you know, when it, all it would do was... It could only hurt me rather than help me. I'd rather do something that... I'm not interested in the money. It's not a question of that. It's not a question of losing the time. If a part came along that was sensational, I would take it, because I believe, and through the things that I've done in the past in television, dramatic TV, I would like to do that. But it has to be something that I really believe in before I would do it. I don't want to do it just for the sake of doing a movie.
The future, in the days and months to come, what would you like for yourself, both personally and professionally?
Well, I'd like to be more personal. That's exactly what I'd like. I'd like more time at home, I think, now. I've been successful and lucky in the past 7 years that I've been able to combine my home life with my career. I, however, feel at this point my son needs me a little bit more than he did before, and I want to spend a little more time with him because he's a fantastic baby and he's a beautiful little boy. And I'd like to... I will take the winter off, and I will be with him all winter. Some people are asking, well, how can you do that to your public? I think my public wants a happy Nancy Wilson. And a happy Nancy Wilson is one whose son is happy.
Nancy Wilson, thank you for visiting with us, and much continued success.
Thank you.
That's what I want, a happy Nancy. Isn't it amazing how similar Nancy's speaking voice is to her singing voice? By the way, we understand she's concert touring in Wisconsin this weekend. Beg your pardon. And we can oblige your fans from coast to coast with this recent ballad.
This is Ed McMahon. The other day, I walked into the bathroom, and I could just barely make out my son Jeffrey in the tub, in the midst of two G.I. Joes, three boats, a rubber duck, and a plastic tube of Breck Concentrate Shampoo. Jeff thinks that's just great, that Breck Concentrate Shampoo floats. Well, it comes in a plastic tube, and it does float. We think it's just great because of that Breck quality. And because it's concentrated, it goes a long way. Try Breck Concentrate Shampoo.
18 minutes past the hour. And make that standard time. Daylight's gone. And you are on the monitor beacon.
Professors, all right, let me respond to that for just a moment, if I may. When you find me a professor who can show me a specific case of which he has been the witness of an inaccurate, deliberately distorted casualty report from an American forces unit in Vietnam, I will cheerfully shake hands with that man and admit I am wrong. First, you're going to have to find me a professor who's bothered to get off the campus long enough to gather some evidence.
That's WNBC's evidence. You'll enjoy the provocative sounds of Brad Crandall. Weeknights from 9 to midnight on WNBC.
A desperate widow, her beautiful daughter, and the man will take all they can offer. Rod Steiger, Shelley Winters, and Claudia Cardinale star in Time of Indifference, tonight at 11:30.
Rod Steiger stars as an opportunist who cashes in on a widow's infatuation for him. Watch Time of Indifference, tonight at 11:30, here on Channel 4. This is the conversation station, WNBC, New York.
Morgan for Monitor. I don't know who they is, as they who work in the papers. So they came out in the paper the other day with some more depressing news about the cost of living. Example, in a mere 7 years, the cost of living in New York City has risen 70-odd%.
But cheer up.
We can tell you what's going to be cheaper this season, wild rice. The price is expected to drop by as much as 25 cents a pound. Hooray! The last pound of wild rice I bought cost $8. Here's the Skitcher in a tune called Strangers.
Filter cigarette from Chesterfield. It's 1 millimeter longer than the hundreds.
A silly millimeter longer.
101.
A silly millimeter longer.
101.
A silly millimeter longer? Wait till you taste it. The 101. It's one better.
A silly millimeter longer.
Monitor Sports with Joe Garagiola, brought to you by Dodge. One look, one drive, and you've got Dodge fever. Joe's guest in 1 minute, Bob Beatty, coach of the U.S. Olympic ski team. He has this message first.
The most popular Dodge of them all, Coronet, is at your Dodge dealers right now. The all-new 68 Coronet is better looking, better handling than ever. It's young looking, young feeling for people on the go, like you. And whatever your special tastes are, you can be sure there's a Coronet to fit them. This year, Coronet offers 14 different models. Hardtops, convertibles, sedans, station wagons, you name it. And you can choose from 16 different colors, all with coordinated interiors, plus a wide range of engines, from an economical 6 to powerful V8s. If you want to go first class this year, pick the Coronet 500. Bucket seats and V8 power are standard on the hardtop. And you can make it a real luxury machine by ordering air conditioning, an 8-track stereo tape player, plus many other options. So whatever you want in a new car, the man to see is your Dodge dealer. He has a new 68 Coronet that's just right for you. And what'll make it all the more popular? The price. For all Coronets, looks and excitement, it doesn't cost that much. Check out Coronet and see how easy it is to catch Dodge fever. Usually, coaches like to talk only about the men on their own team. But recently, I found an exception when I talked to United States Olympic skiing coach Bob Beatty about Jean-Claude Keeley.
Well, Joe, Jean-Claude Keeley is probably the greatest athlete that our sport's ever produced. I think in any sport, that when you have a chance to live in a time when you're seeing the very best perform, it's always a very exciting experience. Keeley performs the best of that's in all athletes. He's very colorful. He has great nerves. He's a great athlete, great competitor, and does very, very well under pressure. And Keeley, as there's no doubt about it, is the one that everybody should be shooting for because he's truly that great.
Bob Beatty is very active in a development program for young skiers, and I wondered whether we could develop superstars in the future.
Well, I think that not only can we and should we, but I think that this is really necessary if we're going to attract youngsters to our sport. I mean, let's face it, in skiing, like any sport, we're competing for active youngsters who are good athletes and good competitors, and kids go where the excitement is. And if we can make it exciting because the sport is important enough to be glamorized and we have our heroes who people can associate with, then we're going to get our share of good young athletes.
Monitor goes many places, including those where skiing is not part of the sports scene. It seemed logical that these people might wonder how dangerous Bob Beatty thought skiing might be.
I don't think skiing is a dangerous sport at all. I think that skiing is a very safe sport. I think that there are certain precautions that one has to take as far as skiing is concerned. First of all, it uses a lot of parts of the body that aren't normally utilized by people who, let's say, don't exercise frequently. I think that people have to get in some kind of physical shape before participating, and I think there are certain safety precautions that can be taken, probably the best one of all being to take some instruction at the inception of the interest in the sport. And, of course, this is the best way to start off in anything. But if somebody decides they're going to go skiing and they start off on the top of the mountain and try to get down by themselves without taking any advice, they could have a few problems along the way.
Bob Beatty then talked about the fact that while most people think of ski jumping as dangerous, there were probably more injuries in slalom skiing, and he explained why.
The reason for that is that in slalom, for instance, going around poles, when you fall down, you can very easily, you know, twist your ankle around one of these poles or your ski catches on it. In jumping, where you maybe go 200 or 300 feet and could land upside down, first of all, you're landing on a hard surface, and secondly, it's sloping. If you land on the flat, then it would be a different story. But we get very few injuries in jumping, and we get more of our injuries in slalom. And surprisingly enough, we get very few injuries in downhill, where the racers are going up to 70 miles an hour because they don't have anything to hit unless they unfortunately careen off the course and go into the woods, and we try to take safety precautions where they can't do that.
And that was United States Olympic skiing coach Bob Beatty. This is Joe Garagiola for Monitor Sports. And now this for the associates. You know, in sports, the real pros are the guys who can get the job done when the going gets tough. And the same thing applies in business. So if you're having tough going financially, see the real pros, the associates. Chances are the associates can arrange a loan for you. When you need money for any good purpose, look in the yellow pages for an associate's office, Associates Finance Company. Nice people with money to loan you.
Joe Garagiola, a regular each weekend on Monitor. This is Monitor on NBC stations coast to coast.
This is your NBC Monitor. This is your NBC Monitor. This is your station, the pulse of the nation. It's NBC.
After some small talk by Claudine Longer, some large talk about sports from Mel Allen. Boy, do we ever have a well-balanced program. Music and Information Center.
Another Saturday with nothing interesting to do. Today, why not take in a good gas station?
Mm-hmm.
products and services for a little nicer gas station, come to Citgo. You may not want to live there, but it's a nice place to visit.
Dacron by DuPont. A man's way to stay neat with style brings you Monitor Sports with Mel Allen.
Thank you very much, Henry. Hello there, everybody. Well, it was an afternoon of the improbable, the incredible, the impossible, perhaps, in pro football. In the National Football League, Washington led Baltimore 13-7. It was the final period. And then the Colts' Tom Matte capped a 65-yard march with a 7-yard plunge for TD. Lou Michaels later booted a 30-yard field goal, and they pulled it out for Baltimore 17-13. The Colts' 16th win in a row over the Redskins left Baltimore the only undefeated team in the league. At Yankee Stadium, the Giants trailed Cleveland 10-0 at the end of the first quarter, led 21-17 at the half, and then scored twice within a 42-second span shortly after the third quarter started, moved out in front 35-17, saw their lead diminish to 35-34 in the final period, then Private First Class Pete Gogolak, on leave from the Army, kicked a 47-yard field goal, and the Giants upset the Browns 38-34. Fran Tarkenton passed for 3 touchdowns, ran for a 4th. Cleveland's Frank Ryan tossed 3 scoring passes. Atlanta won its first game of the season, upset Minnesota 21-20, as Randy Johnson passed for a pair of touchdowns, and Tommy Nobis returned an interception 41 yards for another touchdown. That was the clincher. It came late in the 4th quarter. Philadelphia kept its Capital Division hopes alive, jumping to a 21-0 lead over Dallas, then hung on for a 21-14 victory. Roman Gabriel passed for 2 touchdowns, scored a 3rd as he paced Los Angeles to a 28-17 win over Chicago. But it was a 3rd period trick play that sealed the victory. Halfback Tommy Mason took a handoff from Gabriel, faded wide, passed to Bernie Casey 51 yards for the score. Winless New Orleans led Pittsburgh 10-0 after 3 periods. Then Bill Nelson hit J.R. Wilburn with a 6-yard scoring pass, and Don Shy ran 33 yards for another touchdown, and so the Steelers pulled it out 14-10. In the AFL, Boston, after revenge against the Jets at Shea Stadium, the last time they met on the next to the last day of the 66th season, the Jets beat Boston, knocked them out of a shot at the Eastern Division title, and thus Boston today started out as if they meant to repay that loss in full, took a 10-0 lead after the first quarter, increased it to 27, were tied at 20-20. The game then was tied later at 23-all, and then the Jets pulled it out in the final period as Joe Namath sparked the team, passed 7 yards to Pete Lammons to climax a 65-yard drive. It was the Jets 30, Boston 23. En route to the victory, Namath completed his first 3 passes, giving him a string of 15 straight, equaling the AFL record set by Len Dawson of Kansas City. And by the way, Kansas City beat Denver 52-9. Dawson passed for 3 TDs. Houston topped Buffalo 10-3 in a tough defensive battle. 2-time World Grand Prix auto racing champion Jimmy Clark made his debut on the American Stock Car Circuit today, said he enjoyed it. Doesn't see another such race in his future anytime soon. He was behind the wheel of a Ford Fairlane in the American 500 at Rockingham, North Carolina, started in 25th place in the 44-car field, moved up to 12th, then was only 2 laps back of the leaders when the engine blew. He had to go out after 142 miles. And that's the late sports news, Henry. Mel Allen here, friends.
Thank you, Mel.
Monitor Sports has been brought to you by Worsted Tex, by DuPont.
Do you ever think how many actors missed a career in show business by becoming athletes?
Cassius Clay, for instance. People like Dizzy Dean way back when. Or Casey Stengel. Well, tailors aren't any different. The men who make Worsted Tex suits of Dacron and worsted wool have the old ham bone down inside, too. They may turn out terrific suits for Worsted Tex, but that doesn't stop them from wanting the spotlight.
No, not yet. Today at the Worcester Tech Suit Factory, we're talking with someone whose job is particularly interesting.
Hey, you know?
Yes.
My name is Joe Martinelli, and I do final pressing on Worcester Tech suits.
Yes.
I use gas iron. Now, almost nobody but Worcester Tech uses gas irons anymore. They are heavy, slow, and old-fashioned. Most suit makers have modern machines that press suits quick.
If gas irons are out of date, Joe, why does Worcester Tex have them?
Because a gas iron shapes every part of the finished suit smoothly, so it always stays smooth. New modern pressing machines don't. They're quicker, but it's a slipshod work. Take these new Worsted Tech suits of DuPont, Dacron, Polyester, and Worsted.
Very smooth. And, of course, they're going to stay smooth and fresh thanks to Dacron.
Yes. Hey, is the commercial over?
Yes.
How did I do?
Mel Allen will be back with more late sports news and results on the Monitor Beacon.
Cutting taxes and spending can be more than just a campaign promise. In the town of Oyster Bay, Ralph J. Marino has already done it twice this year. Marino, majority leader of the town board, slashed 41% of wasteful spending from the $45 million capital budget proposed by Supervisor Petito. Republican Marino also applied his cost-conscious shears to Mike Petito's 1968 operating budget. When Marino finished cutting out the fat, the budget called for over $1 million less in taxes than the 67 budget. Had enough of big government and big spending? Michael Petito used to be Nassau County's deputy welfare commissioner, and you know how that department loves to spend your hard-earned money. Vote for a proven tax cutter on November 7th. Elect Republican Ralph Marino, supervisor, town of Oyster Bay, and give yourself a break. Paid political, Citizens for Marino and Roncalo, Edward Glazer, chairman.
This is the Conversation Station, WNBC New York.
Beep, 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 boop, boop. Are you even slightly aware that dogs don't like a lot of things about dog shows? Well, Frank Blair is very much aware of that, and he'll talk about it in about 6 minutes.
Watermelon summer, a hummingbird hummer, every day was a slumber in the shade. It was a tale-telling whopper, banana split topper, a tall, cool blast of lemonade. You made it that way. Your sweet love made it that way.
Yeah, yeah, you made it that way. Sweet love made it that way.
It was a lot of water splashing, a fall down kind of laughing, good old times rehashing afternoon. It was a backyard barbecue, a hammock swinging room, meet the summer's watermelon. You made it that way. Your sweet love made it that way.
Yeah.
It was the game with hide and seek to kick the can. It was alley oops and free every time for you and me. This hiding was the best part of the game. You made it that way. Your sweet love made it that way.
Yeah, yeah, you made it that way. Your sweet love made it that way.
Mr. C on the Big M.
Are you afraid to eat too well because you get acid indigestion, heartburn, gas? If you take plain antacid tablets but don't get the relief you want, listen to this. Your plain antacid doesn't have the extra ingredient you may need. That's why you should know about Digel. Digel contains simethicone, the extra ingredient that helps Digel break up uncomfortable stomach gas. Then the antacids in Digel neutralize excess acid easily. So since Digel gives you two kinds of relief, you feel better fast. D-I-G-E-L. Digel. Tablets or liquid. At all drug counters.
When someone in your family has a minor cut or scrape, stop the pain with Solargane.
more effective than ordinary first aids that have no pain-killing ingredients. Solarcaine contains benzocaine, medication used by doctors. Stop skin pain with Solarcaine, cream, lotion, or spray.
Can't Take My Eyes Off of You by Percy Faith.
Filter cigarette from Chesterfield. It's 1 millimeter longer than the hundreds.
A silly millimeter longer.
101.
A silly millimeter longer.
101.
A silly millimeter longer? Wait till you taste it. For 101, it's one better.
A silly millimeter longer.
101.
A silly millimeter longer.
Next, Let's Be Frank with Frank Blair. Brought to you by Family Tailored Homes.
Man's best friend is the eternal optimist. I'll have more to say about that in a minute. But first, need a change in scenery? Would you like to make some new friends? Live with people on their way up? See your Family Tailored Home Builder today. Whether your budget is $15,000 or $50,000, you'll see homes with more living space, homes in a better community, homes with a touch of luxury, and never a worry about financing. Your payments will be budget-tailored to make this the best investment you'll ever make, a home of your own. Drive out today. Your family-tailored home builder will tell you how you can win a vacation dream home in your favorite vacation spot. Yes, your own three-bedroom hideaway lodge or $10,000 in cash. Nothing to buy. You'll find your family-tailored home builder listed in the weekend edition of your local newspaper. Look for his unique tape measure trademark. Offer void where prohibited. Now let's be frank about it. The trouble with most dog shows is that they are really people shows. Dog owners at the shows, particularly female owners, preen for each other and for the camera. And even handlers and judges often pose uselessly with some canine artifact such as a brush. The way a ball player in a business suit swings a bat for photographers at contract signing time in the club owner's plush office. Dogs abhor this type of ostentation. Amiable and sociable by nature, and honest and straightforward by instinct, they shun any pretense. Typical is their almost universal condemnation of dog booties or rain shoes. God made rain, and he also made paws for walking in all kinds of weather. Similarly, a dog would not think of making a bed. He reasons that it has taken him several hours' sleep to muss his bed comfortably, and to make it afterwards would only require him to undo it again in a few hours. But getting back to dog shows, dogs are also alarmed at the people values that dominate such exhibitions. Just because people measure other people at people shows and consider dimensions important, they blithely transfer statistical analyses to dogs. Actually, a dog doesn't care a whit how high he is at the shoulder or how long he is from nose to tail, if indeed he ever bothered to measure himself. What concerns a dog far more is how instinct and practice have prepared him to handle his proper role in life. A dachshund, for example, does not look up to a St. Bernard because the dachshund knows the St. Bernard can't go down a rabbit hole. There is no need for anti-discrimination legislation in the job field of the canine world. Of course, there are so-called working dog shows, but here again, dogs are convinced that humans miss the point. In a working dog show, various breeds compete only against each other, hunters against hunters, retrievers against retrievers, and so on. The natural balance of the dog world is upset. Have you ever seen hunters congregating only with hunters on the street, or any particular type searching out only members of its own breed? Neither is there a color bar among dogs. Yet, by their very nature, people-sponsored working dog shows practice de facto segregation. All bull terriers are white, all Labrador retrievers are black. Let's be frank about it. Serious as such a thing is, it is a tribute to the placid nature of dogs that they put up with human foibles with such equanimity. Dogs are convinced that in time, and with their tutelage, people will become as democratic and sensible as they are. Dogs are optimists. Now a final word about family-tailored homes. May I offer a suggestion for your family this weekend? Drive to your nearest family-tailored home builder. Learn how you may win a beautiful three-bedroom home built in your favorite vacation spot or $10,000 cash. Nothing to buy. It's just your builder's way of acquainting you with his quality values in a fine family-tailored home. For the name of your local family-tailored home builder, see the real estate pages of your weekend newspaper. Contest void where prohibited. Now this is Frank Blair saying so long for your family-tailored home builder. See him today.
Thank you.
Happening by the Tijuana Brass. H. Morgan for Monitor News coming up.
Keep tuned, the latest news now is on the air. Keep tuned for sports and views now from everywhere.
I laughed.
Oh, I thought it was Marv.
My husband did too.
I'm going to go see it again.
They're all talking about Harold Pinter's new hit play, The Birthday Party. It's at the Booth Theater.
Hi, I'm Elena Pinella of the Letter from Lee show. Ever notice when one of your boyfriends comes back on his first leave from the Army? He seems different. He walks a little taller. He looks a little tougher. It's the beginning of the biggest change in his life. He's become a man now. That's probably the most important thing the Army will do for him. Make him a man. It's teaching him responsibility and showing him a bit of the world. He's learning how to handle himself, how to handle the job when it's got to be done. Maybe he doesn't notice the change, but you and your friends do. The other guys seem a little bit younger when he's around. He seems to command more of their attention and respect. It's a good feeling to watch him become a man, and it all started when he stopped in at his local Army recruiting station and learned about today's Action Army.
This is the Conversation Station, WNBC, New York.